Shanti, good morning. Today is 18th August 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you be soul conscious and with the personality and royalty of purity, thereby come close to the Father. May you be soul conscious and with the personality and royalty of purity, thereby come close to Father. Explanation. Just as a physical personality can bring souls into body consciousness, in the same way, the personality of purity makes you soul conscious and brings you close to the Father. The personality of purity attracts souls towards purity. The royalty of purity frees you from having to pay any royalty to Dharamraj. According to this royalty, you can come into the royal family in the future. Soul conscious children with this personality become spiritual mirrors to grant a vision of Father. So today we are talking about personality. So a personality is a quality of an individual. May it be their behavior, their nature, their temperament, or their cognition level, like that. Any details of an individual apart from their identity. It is not their name, not their job, not their whereabouts, but their nature, how they appear before the people. If someone questions, what kind of a person is he or she? They used to say he is a kind, smart, clever. So the quality of the soul, the quality what they exhibit as their behavior, that is called personality. So physical personality is bringing soul into body consciousness. Like when we see someone, we first see their physical appearance. So by seeing their physical appearance, we do presume their personality. There are two things. When we meet the unknown one, when we meet the known ones. So when we meet the unknown ones, in case if we want to know them, if we want to interact with them, we will try to presume their personality, or at least we will observe who is that, what is he or she. For example, we knew to differentiate people by their attire, how they look. We know how a beggar looked like, how a robber looked like. If someone is having suspicious look, we'll doubt them. Why? Because we know that, yes, this is the attire of a beggar. So soon after, if someone is in khaki dress, we'll presume them to be a policeman. If they are wearing a white coat, we'll presume them to be a doctor or scientist. So as soon as we see them, we'll presume, okay, this might be he or she, this might be the nature of the person. When we see the known ones, like our friends, relatives, or family, colleagues, or anyone, as soon as we see them, we'll come to know. If I see my friend having a dull face, I'll immediately know, hey, why are you being dull? I'll observe what is the nature, what is running behind them. So I'll get to know what is their behavior. So she is my friend, so I have to have my behavior in that way, how I have to treat her. In case if it is an enemy, I'll just take my look away as if I didn't notice them. I'll go away or show their back or something I'll do. So as soon as I see someone whom I know, we also reminded of our own behavior as well as their behavior, their treatment with them. So, this kind of personal personality, physical personality, this is triggering the body consciousness. Body consciousness is not only becoming conscious of the body of the self, but also becoming conscious of the others. Because as soon as we see any of them, known ones or unknowns, we are just creating the thoughts, what is he or anything, rather than looking them as a soul. So this is body consciousness. whilst we are creating the body consciousness by seeing the physical appearance or physical personality, Baba is saying that personality of purity also triggers soul consciousness. So personality of purity is triggering the soul consciousness, because purity is the nature of the soul. The natural quality of soul is being pure. That is why when a soul is adopting the personality of a purity, automatically it is reminded of soul consciousness. Also, those who owns this personality of purity, they'll have their thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and contacts, everything to be pure. Their thoughts will be pure. It is not only having good feelings or good wishes, pure feelings towards another, but also, even if I am remembering myself, I am a soul, a child of God, that is also a pure thought. Reminding ourselves of our own self-respect is also a pure thought. And they do speak only pure words. Like, they utter words that will not give sorrow to anyone. They speak in a sweet way, or at least in a way they are giving a regard. They won't utter any bad words or anything. They won't criticize. And also, they won't talk down of anyone. So, they do give happiness through their words. They won't pass sarcastic comments about anyone, kind of thing. And deeds. So deeds, when it is a pure action, they won't trigger any negative thoughts in another. They do actions in such a way, they'll not alter the sthiti of others. Let me say, I'm given a seva of cleaning Baba's room. I'm cleaning Baba's photo. If I'm leaving a small spot of stain, I missed it actually. I didn't do it deliberately, but then somehow I missed it. I was not conscious of doing a perfect, complete work. I have done as such, okay, I have to finish the work, so I have done that. So people who are coming and sitting for the meditation, if anyone, just note that point. They'll have a thought, hey, there is a stain in Baba's photo. So because of my action, they have created this unnecessary thought while they are supposedly want to remember Baba. So my action has triggered their sthiti. I didn't allow them to have that 1 second of thought for Baba. Similarly, while cleaning the table, or we are having food in the dining hall, we are spilling out the food or coffee or anything, and we just like that we are leaving. People who are coming next, they'll see, hey, this is dirty, so we'll go to next place. Because of I have spilled over there, they are not going to scold, hey, who has done like this and all. But still, I have altered their sthiti because of my action. So they are creating an unnecessary thought of, this is dirty. Usually, if the table is going to be clean, they are going to come in either in remembrance of Baba or in their routine way of thinking. But because of my action, I am altering their thoughts towards my action. So this is not called a pure action. Baba has also told, like, our actions should give happiness to all. That is called pure actions. If at least we can't give a happiness through our action, we can pay attention if I'm doing it perfectly, completely, so that no one get altered in their sthiti. Their relationship and contacts, they do have it in a pure way of relationship, which means they do have the vision of brotherhood whenever they are interacting with anyone. Maybe it may be a relation like friend, colleague, family kind of thing. Or maybe some other contacts. Maybe the salesperson, vendors, conductor, driver, whomever may we meet on the way. So they do have the pure vision of brotherhood. So in that way they maintain the relationship purely with them. Also, Baba has told that we have to forge all our relationships with only Him. So we can practice in this way. When I am talking to my mother, I can create this awareness. Baba, this is your child. She is acting as a part of my mother in this birth, but you are truly my mother. If you are talking with your friend, you can create this awareness. Baba, this soul is playing a part of my friend in this birth, but truly you are my friend. You are going to a shop. You are seeing a salesman. There you can create an awareness saying that, Baba, you are my salesman and you are selling me the products which are good. So whomever you meet, may they be your known ones or unknown ones, but create the awareness saying that they are souls playing so-and-so part and you are truly with them. If you are traveling and you are meeting some passenger, you can create, Baba, you are my beautiful traveler. I am traveling with you. So these kind of awareness will make your relationships and contacts very pure. So those who own this personality of purity will have these signs of pure thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and contacts. So this kind of personality of purity, because of being pure, because purity is being a natural nature of soul, it triggers soul consciousness. You are remembering the soul. And this is making you bring close to Father. Why? Because when a soul is very pure, it is very honest. In Avek Murali, Baba has told, a pure soul do have honesty in their action. They are like in the world, they used to quote them as pure-hearted people. Not only a BK or anything, even in general in world, someone who is pure in their heart, they used to say pure-hearted people. They are like running waters. There's a proverb called, running water gathers no moss. Which means, a running water will never let the dirt stay with it also on its own path. It keeps on chasing away the dirty. Similarly, the pure-hearted people will be. They are not going to notice the flaws of others. But still, they inspire them not to see the flaws. Neither they will get fluctuate nor they let others get fluctuate with the dirtiness. Such kind of people are honesty. Also, Baba is happy with such honesty people. For they do have firmness and strength in their drishti, in their words, in their actions. That neither they'll get fluctuate with their own drishti, words or action, nor they let others fluctuate because of all these three things. Baba has told that whomever, if they are honest, may they be very far away, but still they are close to me. In one Avekta Mali, Baba has told this. So pure-hearted people, the people who are having the personality of purity or honest, and so they are close with Father. So, the personality of purity attracts souls towards purity. In general, people do have liking towards things being pure. They do eat pure food, they do drink pure water, they do wear pure clothes. Even in this rainy season, if you notice, they'll choose the roadside which is pure rather than it is a leslessly mud. So they opt for things to be pure. In general, purity has an attraction. Similarly, those who have this personality of purity as their own nature have a spiritual attraction. And Baba is saying today, like, the royalty of purity frees you from having to pay a royalty to Dharamraj. A royalty payment is it is like a fees or a payment paid to someone who owns an asset or property. Like, if I invent some material, I own the ownership of it. So I'll go to the government, say them, this is my own production, so I do want the license. So I own that thing. If someone wants to use my material, they have to pay me an amount. And then I'll allow them to use. I can make n number of people use the same thing by receiving an amount of royalty. Let's say someone invented a material or created a theory, discovered an idea, Yes, that's an example. Like a musician composing a new song. He wants the... Yeah. Scientist finds some results. They do publish it as an article or submit white papers claiming that it's their own property. It's called intellectual property, which cannot be seen by eyes. It's an invisible asset. Still, they are owning it. If some director wants the music composed by a musician to be used in his film or any of his project, he has to pay some royalty amount. So that is called a royalty pay. So what does Dharmaraj owns that we have to pay a royalty? We know that the inheritance of heaven is a property owned by our father, Shiva. So it's a property of our father and we are his children, so we are claiming it. We are using it. Only the first 8 souls are getting it on free. They don't need to pay anything. From the 9th till the 33 crore soul, they have to pay in royalty. What is in royalty here? It is a repentance we feel while we are getting punished. So that is the royalty we are paying to the Dharmaraj. He is also father for all the souls, but he has to play a role of Dharmaraj for all the rest of the souls in order to enable them to use his inheritance. So people who are having this personality of purity as their own, they are getting it as free. Those who are not, even if it is a meager amount, it ranges from meager amount to the maximum, the punishment may be, but still they have to pay the royalty. If there is nil impurity, then we are going directly and we are using it for free. Next, according to this royalty, Baba is saying they are coming into the royal family, because royal family means the kingship or the relations towards the kingship. They do have the personality. They have everything in clean way. What is our royal future? It is in Satyug, being in royal family. So purity is the foundation for receiving the inheritance, even coming into the royal family. So when one owns this personality of purity, automatically they are enabled for coming into this royal family. And soul conscious children with this consciousness, with this personality, are becoming a spiritual mirror to grant the vision of Father, which means soul conscious children, they are already soul conscious. And here we already had seen that personality of purity triggers soul consciousness. So people who are having this personality are pure in their heart. They are pure not only brahmachari but also brahmachari. They do follow Brahma in each and every step. So they do reflect Father in their each and every step of action, which means they are acting like a mirror who reflects the Father. So this is how a soul conscious children with this personality acts as a spiritual mirror who will reflect the Father. Om Shanti.